Prairie Home Companion will be right back after these underwriting messages from NPR.
This is like assisted hearing for a movie theater. It's terrible.
And then we would hear sausages.
I'm Greg. I'm fascinated with nipples.
There's your dinner. Mountain Dew Raisin Ham.
My radio voice.
My radio voice.
He's got his little pointer hand.
I thought I could squeeze in. Everyone was laughing.
There was a joke there, and it went...
Oh yeah, I'm Murphy.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I'm talking to a microphone.
It smells like...
I just changed fucking radio forever!
Steve, I'm Mike, and I'm watching Steve change the game forever!
Hold on a minute!
What a wonderful...
I'm gonna fucking die from eating cinnamon buns with Katie!
Tsunami of words.
This is how it's gonna go out!
I didn't even know that I was shitting my pants.
That is a terrible story!
Please yell jokes into my ass.
Radish you!
That's the worst Pepsi commercial ever.
I don't like him at all.
This room.
I wish you would stop talking forever.
Put in the cricket noise after this.
Where'd the microphone go?
Episode 24.
Oh. Simulated Itchy Leaf, episode 24.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus,
this time it's real, people.
This time it's real.
What? What? Winging it?
Winging it. Dinging it.
Wanging it.
Wang Chung.
In other words, no topic.
No topic. The search for topic.
Yep.
Whatever we find on the show will be the topic next week.
I don't understand.
It's Teddy.
It's a calling show.
That'd be awesome if we could actually have callers, because, you know, when we're topicless or whatever, we could call. They could call in and say, "Hey, I want to talk about this." Or it'd be cool if we actually had, you know, a moderate amount of listeners, so they, you know, would email us and send us stuff. Hey, I want to hear you guys talk about this, like we suggest on
we
an
have
often
listeners,
basis.
They just don't email.
Yeah.
In fairness, I haven't checked the email in a while.
Oh.
So.
Really haven't gotten anything.
No, because, you know, no one gives a shit.
I check.
Okay.
But there hasn't been much.
Not about you. I'm not saying you guys don't give a shit, but people don't give a shit.
Oh. We have been off the air for a bit, so now that we've returned.
A whole 2 weeks.
It's going to be Sim Itch Mania.
I think this is season two. We had a break in between seasons, and this is season two.
Yeah, I mean, most television shows are like 20-something episodes.
And then they have a break, and then they do it again.
We only took a couple of weeks.
We all went on vacation together. It was awesome.
Let's talk about that.
That was a great island that we went to, where everything was awesome.
I can't believe how many naked co-eds were there.
How many were there?
An unbelievable amount.
There was so many that I was like, I am remarking about how many there are here, and how I don't believe it.
I was busy riding motor scooters and playing volleyball.
Like every Thursday.
Why wasn't I invited to this?
It was man town.
It was a guy's weekend. We were in the basement.
You mean the theater?
The basement theater.
Yep.
The jerk off.
Fight clubs and jerk offs.
Yep. Same thing, really.
It was interesting seeing both of your cocks.
It was. It wasn't erotic.
Yeah.
It was just interesting.
Purely a scientific endeavor.
Yeah, because they were different than mine, and so I was curious about them.
See, it's weird when you see, like, your cock compared to someone else's, and then you're like, whoa.
Like, wow, that's big.
Let's
you
pump
guys should
the brakes.
Have had a judge down there, you know, somebody who didn't have one.
No, because then we wouldn't put our penises out if someone was judging us.
Yeah, I don't want to be judged. I just want to have fun with my penis.
This was a judge-free zone.
Yeah. There was tender ball cupping as well.
Right.
Well, how else are you going to get an accurate measurement?
Of tenderness?
Cupability of balls.
So I don't mind measuring being nice to somebody. That's fine.
You measure up well with that.
Thank you. All right, tell a story. Get a mic!
Woodbury wants me to tell my onion story.
Your onion story. You have an onion story.
I've never heard this story before. Please tell it.
I got off the train and I was with some friends.
Where were you going?
Yeah, where were you going?
It was Sullivan Square in Boston.
Oh, okay. But why were you going there?
because I was going to make homemade pizza with some friends.
Oh, okay. Well, what kind of toppings were you going to put on this pizza?
We were
going
to have caramelized onions on top of the pizza, but
gross.
Everyone forgot to bring the onions. This is silliness.
How many everyone's?
How many everyone's? Yeah. There were three of us.
Three of you were eat a whole onion?
Three people couldn't remember to get an onion.
Well, I didn't know it was my job to get the onion until they didn't bring one and told me it was my job.
That's why you need to check your Facebook status constantly.
No, that's...
Didn't buy an onion. And so your friends will be like, oh, this person didn't buy... They tweeted that onion bag.
No, but I had a better solution. So there was this guy that got off the train, and he just happened to be holding a plastic bag of like six onions and nothing else. I think he had a satchel. But no other fruit.
Was it... No, vegetables. But like... It was a plastic bag?
Yeah.
Okay, so because, like, if it wasn't transparent, there would have been no way of you knowing what was in the bag.
No, no, I wasn't going to go up to someone that was carrying a brown paper
and
bag.
Just yell, what's in your bag?
What's in the box?
Nothing.
Nope.
Oh, like the dead cat?
I'm glad that window's open.
But he had onions in the bag. And
you
so
yelled onions.
My friend Jay
what
said...
What kind of onions?
Vidalia onions.
Oh, those are okay as far like, as onions go, but I still don't like them.
They're good caramelized on pizza.
He's one of the good ones.
They're a hard-working onion.
Personally, I like onions.
Most people do.
Most people shouldn't. What the fuck?
Most people shouldn't.
I love onions.
What is wrong with this room?
So, my friend Jay said, Carrie, go ask that guy. You're a girl. Go ask that guy if you can buy an onion off him. So, he gave me $2, and I ran up to the guy. And as I was running up, Jay was walking slower and slower and getting farther behind me because he didn't want to be associated with me walking up to the guy. And I said, excuse me.
I didn't hear this part ever because I didn't hear the story before.
Right. So, yeah. It's extra didn't hear this part.
Yeah.
Jay's a good pimp.
He's a timid pimp.
He's a coward pimp, but he's a good pimp. So, I went up to the guy, and I said, excuse me. Hi, and I batted my eyes, and I said, hi, I forgot to get an onion on my way home from work at the grocery store. Can I buy an onion off of you? And he said, sure, and he handed me the bag. I tried to give him money, and he said, no, hon, you just take one you want, whatever one you want. I said, okay, which one don't you want? No, you take one. Which one looks good? I said, I'll have that one, please. And he gave me an onion. I said, thank you very much. He said, oh, so what are you doing? I said, I'm going to go run back to my friends so we can eat your onion. And I ran back to my friends, and he kind of looked longingly as
you know what he out. Wanted? He wanted you to sniff his oniony ball bag.
I think he thought I'd go back to his house, and we'd talk more about onions, but that didn't happen for him.
You know what? He's probably been carrying around a bag of onions, like, all his adult life, just waiting for the one girl to be, like, to, like, share that, you know, connection of onion loving, and just completely tore his heart out.
Okay, what are you doing later? I'm going to go with another guy.
I'm gonna
who
say
doesn't provide onions.
I'm going to say something that I've never said before. Like, if I had a bag full of onions and a girl came up to me and took one away, I'd be like, thanks.
Fresh and original.
I know.
So that's my onion story.
That's cool.
To which I told Jugs... The husband. I told Jugs the story, and he was pissed because he said it was yet another example of how girls can get away with things that guys
can't.
Yes,
Murphy, you're raising your hand.
That story has many layers.
Like an onion.
Put your hand down forever.
Wait, hold on. So, what kind of vegetables do you guys not like?
What? Well, I didn't really like vegetables at all growing up, so me getting
we're into
turning
it back into food show, but I don't give I because I fucking hate onions. Like,
I know
the flavor, the odor, everything about an onion. I despise. They're, like if there's an onion nearby, I want it away.
I like cooked onions, but I have come to the realization I don't like raw onions. I also don't particularly care for Brussels sprouts.
And like, oh, I hate it when you get a burger at a restaurant and you say no onions. But they put them on, but then they remember to take them off. And then you're putting it together, and then you kind of sniff the tomato. And the fucking tomato absorbed onion smell. So you have to throw that away, too.
I don't generally sniff the tomato.
Well, I do, because those fucking assholes put onions on them and then take it off.
I like picturing you saying what you're saying, but saying eggplants instead so that the neighbors think you're racist.
Shut the window.
It's so warm.
I hate eggplant. Put the AC on.
Right now?
You put the window down so we can scream and actually perhaps maybe say a racist thing and not have your
name. Ooh, racist thing.
I'm not intending on it, but if it happens.
I don't like, I'm getting a little better, but broccoli, I was never a big fan of.
Broccoli's one of my faves.
Smells like farts.
See?
Especially a big box of them. It's like a box of farts.
There's a genetic thing with broccoli. Yeah. You're probably
it's like a fart gene.
No, there's a gene in you, not in broccoli.
I don't have fart gene. Take it back.
Yes. No, I'm not taking it back.
Take it back.
You probably have half the fart gene because you find it acceptable to eat it. Because if you have this gene, things like Brussels sprouts and broccoli and asparagus, you find repulsive. But if one of your parents has it and one of them doesn't, you kind of have half. And so you can kind of eat it, but it's not great for you. But if you don't have either, like me, you like it.
My dad has that, and so I don't know. I guess I like broccoli a lot, but I don't like Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
I've just never had them prepared well.
I've never had a I thought I didn't like asparagus for a long time, but then it turns out.
It tastes like green beans.
I like asparagus.
Yeah, I like asparagus.
I like them when they're prepared correctly, but...
Yeah. They're like green beans with hats.
I like green beans. Actually, now that we're going back to this, I really don't like eggplant.
Now the window's shut.
I used to work at
I don't understand why this is racist.
That's what you call black
that's
people.
It's a slang term for black people.
It's an
Since
enemy of the
state. When?
See, enemy of the state, they mention it.
The jerk, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
It's the Italians that they call the African Americans. They call them eggplants.
Aubergine? You have something to say about black people?
Yeah.
You're drinking Kool-Aid at the time.
Make this racist show.
I was going to ask if there were any other vegetables that were racist or if only eggplants were racist.
That you would call someone and it would be a racist?
Because Dave, as in the neighbor upstairs from Z Podcast.
The landlord.
Dave's great uncle used to refer to women as tomatoes.
Maybe because they have breasts.
Oh yeah, the tomato.
Because you can refer to almost every fruit in the dictionary.
Check out those melons.
Yeah, fucking boobs. That's
oh man, fucking blackberries and that lady.
Oh, that's sad.
But I just didn't know if there were any other racist vegetables. That was my question.
Well, vegetables aren't racist.
I guess you could call Asian people bok choy, and I don't think you'd be happy about it.
Oh. Bok choy.
We're gonna call you cauliflower.
Kali.
Why? I don't have a white.
I like bok choy.
I don't have white hair. I don't even have gray hair.
I was going to go with white and lumpy, but.
Thanks.
I like bok choy,
though. I really have great self-esteem. Call me white and lumpy.
Oh.
Was that a Weird Al song?
No, it's white and nerdy.
And that you definitely are.
Would you like to take some viewer suggestions?
Oh, we have viewers?
I threw out a text once I realized we didn't have a thing, and I actually texted the landlord, said, "Hey, what should the show be about?" And he said, "Hey, what did you want to be when you grew up, and what happened to that?" I think he's making fun of me.
Dick.
I wanted to be rich.
Really?
Like the song?
I wanna be rich.
Like I want money.
Lots and lots of money.
Yeah, I didn't have a career in mind.
Who
Carrie
did that
can attest.
Fucking song, anyways?
Well, there was the Flying Lizards or something did a cover of it. I don't know who did it originally. The best things in life are free.
Not
dun,
that
dun,
song.
Dun, dun. Oh,
I'm talking about a different song.
I want money, lots and lots of money. I wanna be rich. You've never heard the song?
Sounds a little familiar, but
I've heard it. Which is why I brought it up.
Oh.
But that's it? All you wanted was a lot of money.
I had no, career goal or even, I want to be an ass. No, when people would ask me, I would say, what are you going to be when you grow up? I'm going to be rich. And now, I'm not rich. And
Come on. Being rich is very abstract of an idea. Because you could have lots of things around you that could make your life feel rich, regardless of whether you have a lot of money or not. Yes!
I don't remember his name, but the Uncle Duck on DuckTales.
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, we haven't talked about him recently.
That's who Michael said he wanted to be when he grew up.
You wanted to have a money pit that you swam
in. Yes! Yes.
You do realize you would break your neck the moment you dived in.
I have the girl for you.
Does she have money?
No, she was in love with Scrooge McDuck her whole life. You don't understand.
Well, we're not going to get anywhere then. I need a Scrooge McDucktress so I can swim in
did
money.
He have a, no, he had a lady in one of the episodes.
A ducutant?
Yes!
Is she a duck?
No, she's not a duck.
Pass.
Mike only likes to fuck fowl.
Here's where I argue against that.
There's a bear!
I've never thought
it.
About it before, but this would be an interesting bear.
Well, one of us has to have money, or it's not going to work.
We'd have to get her out of Rick and Morty.
So we need to find you a sugar mama, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you find me one?
What, are you against fucking old ladies?
Dr. Silver Pussy here?
Oh my fucking god, really? I didn't know you knew that nickname.
Oh yes.
Oh goodness, what happened?
That was it. No, I didn't do anything.
I want to hear how you got that nickname.
No, it wasn't anything. It was like,
just I fucked an old lady.
Yeah. By telling them I was their doc. No, I was at the lunchroom and then someone said something about me being a Bond villain and then Katie called me Dr. Silver Pussy for no reason. And that's how...
Alright, I wish there was a better story. You should make one up.
I rented a trailer for a week. Went down to Myrtle Beach.
Where's that?
That's where I have all the hats from, yes.
Yes.
A lot of Myrtle Beach hats.
Well, I'm glad you weren't late on your hat payments.
Thank you.
I mean, you're rich with hats. I mean, that's the goal, right?
Rich with hats, rich with nicknames, rich with podcast microphones, I guess.
No, not rich with those.
No, you only have. We're only using 4 of the 5 we usually do.
Yeah, I have so many that I don't have to use them all.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, but there's 5 of us.
Yeah, but she didn't want one. That lady.
Why?
Carrie Trainor.
So you have to be like, hey, Marion, give me the microphone. I'd like to talk.
Yeah.
Instead of just having it.
Can you at least laugh like a studio audience when you're... Not when I suggest laughing.
Yeah, how about laugh when something
cuts everything that we're trying to achieve.
When eventually we say something funny, can you laugh?
Well, as we were talking about before, Carrie does not laugh at anything that isn't like pre-1993, 1994.
Is it because you hit a... Did you start doing like mushrooms at that point? And then you were like, I don't think things are funny anymore unless I'm on mushrooms?
Well, you watch
any... You can have a mic and you can respond.
Do you want to respond?
Yeah.
I don't have a response to that.
Oh, okay. Just shaking your head. Yes.
I think
great.
The last movie you liked that was a comedy was probably Spaceballs. Is that correct? Yes.
Spaceballs, that was like 1989.
I gave her the benefit of the doubt. Robin Hood Men in Tights, did you like that one? No. She's shaking her head no.
Then she said yes. Then she said...
Sort Fatalists. Of. That was the hand motion she made. Fatalists.
Abe Lincoln.
What about him?
That's right.
No, I was doing a line from Robin Hood to see if she'd laugh.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
Yeah, let's do that.
A truck driver.
Lincoln.
You shouldn't be?
No, that's what I wanted to do when I grew up. I wanted to be a truck driver.
Was the mystique of driving the open road?
I think it was because I wanted to get the fuck out of my house.
Wow.
Honestly.
Oh, okay.
So many ways you could do that.
Well, you could drive a truck.
And I got to drive. And I would get to drive a huge, awesome truck.
It's like everything that I did not want in my life.
We could do that. We could get one with the camper. That has the sleeper in the car in the back.
Yeah, I found out that there are other ways to...
Get away.
Yeah. Every way, basically.
All you have to do is just kind of move.
Because you can see the country that way.
It's true.
Yeah, but then you'd have to be a trucker.
Yeah. And
considering your dietary restraints, I don't think it would be the best.
No.
It might be interesting. I could be like a Johnny vegan restaurant scene and just set up vegan restaurants all along interstates across the country.
What, by planting them in the ground?
By planting them in the ground.
And putting water on them and hoping they grow?
No! They will grow regardless of the water amount.
Oh, okay. So
speaking of Johnny Appleseed, we found out where he came from. Gardner, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah,
Gardner. What the fuck?
Yeah, home of Johnny Appleseed. You guys in Gardner.
I thought it was Leominster. Leominster was...
No, Gardner's the furniture capital
It was Leominster. Gardner's the furniture capital. We passed through Leominster on the way to Gardner. Sorry.
God. Why were you going to Gardner?
To see a big house.
Steve's brother lives in Gardner. We went there for 4th of July.
Okay, that makes more sense, because going to see a big house, it's like being a truck driver to get out of your parents' lives. Like, there's so many different better routes you could take if you want to see a big house.
Yeah, there are some in Belmont, awfully close.
Yes. Right now they're draining their sewage down the hill into our basement.
Yes!
All right.
Woo! Is that what happens?
That's what happens.
Because currently there's a massive downpour down here in Boston and Belmont.
We're going to have one.
Yeah. It's going to be just full of poop, though?
Yeah, but that makes you punk rock or something, right?
I don't know.
It's also, it's rich people poop. It's supposed to, like, you know, make you glow or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe there's mushrooms underneath it.
That's right. Rich people mushrooms.
Rich people mushrooms. Then you could eat them and have rich people
eyes.
Visions. Rich people eyes. Then you could realize how they got to be rich people. And then you could emulate that.
By driving trucks.
It's pretty easy how they got to be rich. They're assholes.
Did I talk about mushrooms at all before the show? Or, I mean, like, during the show? Because I'm just kind of bringing it up.
Just sound like you're a mushroom enthusiast at
this point. I'm sounding like I'm this is the thing that I want right now, but it's kind of like in the back of my brain.
That mushroom theory that Joe Rogan
was talking about saying like how primates evolved more because they ate mushrooms, because it makes you see better and fuck more, and so therefore the ones that did mushrooms reproduced more, so therefore it might have made their brains evolve more,
or faster, or something.
More gooder.
Here's my opinion of Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, I feel like if he was in a class that I was teaching, if I was a teacher, I would begrudgingly pass him because he shows his work, even though I think his ideas are crap.
Yeah, he's an interesting fellow. He's very much this is a quote from him. He's where the meatheads meet the potheads.
Interesting.
So, I mean, he knows what he is.
Yeah.
But he's just like a weirdo. He's an interesting guy to listen to.
I'd agree to that.
But, yeah.
Not to engage in conversation
with. Let's all do some shrooms, man.
I've never done mushrooms. I never got to do mushrooms. I did acid, but that was just kind of like,
Your acid experience was eh?
It wasn't great.
Really?
Never done anything without a prescription.
I had my acid and then we went to the mall.
It's a bad idea.
I know.
That's such a bad idea. Did you at least have a sitter?
No, people let me run around.
That's like a Bill Hicks joke, I think.
No, this is real.
No, but I believe that also was a Bill Hicks show. Like, people do acid on the mall. You don't want to go to the mall. You want to sit in a field with nature.
I would have liked that. That would have been great.
That's what you're supposed to do.
But I didn't. I was at the mall, and I played Street Fighter a lot.
Oh, right. That's how you got good at Street Fighter, against Koreans.
No, it wasn't Koreans. It was Cambodians.
I'm sorry.
Get it right or pay the price.
Bok choy. Baby bok choy.
Why are Cambodians baby bok choy?
I don't know. They're smaller in my head.
Oh, okay. Well, they're very good at Street Fighter, and there's a lot of them. Most of them were, and at least most of the ones that I encountered
while on acid.
My ass all the time. And I'm like, I'm moderately good at Street Fighter. I'm going to play this game. Then pint-sized Cambodian kid comes up.
See? Baby bok choy.
This is just one in particular. I'm not saying a fully grown one. It's just a novice.
A baby bok choy.
A little... A baby bok choy comes up and plays me at Street Fighter and decimates me. And I'm like, this one isn't even ripe yet.
This one?
I can't even beat the small ones.
I'm glad we have a episode title now.
I can't even beat the small ones.
Baby bok choy.
Baby bok choy. I can't even beat the small ones.
God help us all.
Okay, texting. What are you doing?
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're definitely recording. Carrie, whoever you're texting, text, what should this podcast be about?
Yeah, it's...
You're playing...
What are you doing on the phone?
Street Fighter.
Is this so boring that you can't even pay attention to what we're saying?
Are we still on what did you want to be when you grew up?
Yeah, let's keep going with that.
I waffled between a couple of things, whether I wanted to be sort of a teacher or an artist or a scientist. And I was just thinking about that, and that's kind of what I do. Some weird combination of that, because I work at the New England Aquarium, and I do a great many things that sort of amount to all of that.
You're the exception to the rule, I'm going to bet on.
Yeah.
What did you want to be
See, I don't have much recollection of my youth.
Okay.
So I don't remember if I had any sort of thing itching in the back of my brain as something that I wanted.
Right.
And I don't know. Nothing's changed. I want to do radio, which is what I'm doing. But other than that...
Yeah.
I never had any extreme aspirations to be like, I never wanted to go into space. Although, it'd be cool to go into space if it was like Futurama going into space, where it was like, I'm there in a minute or two, and then...
Yeah, yeah.
And the moon is a amusement park.
A tourist trap.
Yeah, but then, you know, Fry eventually found the original moon landing site.
It's available on Netflix now.
What, Futurama?
Yeah.
All the seasons?
I think like 1 and 4.
Just 1 and 4?
Yeah. So...
Well, we could...
I have all of them, so it doesn't matter. Uh-oh. Have you been watching the new ones?
I haven't.
Oh, you guys don't have the cable.
I haven't got the cables.
The cable.
And the new Louis show is really good, too.
I saw. It's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
And I saw... Because only the first two are on Hulu. Did he have 4, or is he only at 3?
It's only 3 so far.
I saw the other one illegally online.
Oh, so the one with Ricky Gervais?
That was really good.
Oh, my God. He...
It was really good.
When he calls him up with the phone on the phone at the end, and yeah. He just keeps on telling him he has AIDS.
Oh, I saw the end of that, yeah.
And I wish he would have said it, but I don't think he did. It was something that I was explaining it to somebody else, and this is what I said, but I don't think he actually ever said it, but he was like, it's like, yep, you have AIDS. You'd think you'd be losing weight, but you're gaining it.
I think he might have said it at one point, actually.
I don't know. I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
I
mean, so yeah.
That's something that he said or something that I would have said.
I think he said it in the episode, but not at the end.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's then, weird. No, nobody talks about AIDS except for people jokingly saying you have AIDS.
What about you, Carrie? What did you want to be when you grew up?
It wasn't to have AIDS, I hope.
Blood relative.
I was kind of like Michael, where I didn't have a specific plan. I wanted to be famous. I didn't have a plan of how I was going to be famous, but I was going to be famous, and people were going to take pictures of me, and what? That was what I wanted to be when
we
I grew
were
up.
Terrible children.
There's actually, Mom has it, there's like a picture that I drew when I was in second grade, because you were supposed to write a paragraph of what you wanted to be when you grew up, and it's a picture that I drew of me with people taking pictures of me.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's what I didn't put the timer on.
I know. I have a way of gauging by this little measure count, so I've been watching that.
Okay.
I didn't want to bring it up to worry you, but it's... I got it.
Well, now I'm really worried.
Don't worry.
No, but I think to a certain extent... I think to a certain extent, we all kind of want to not necessarily be famous, but we want to be remembered. I mean, I think that's probably why we reproduce. We want something of us to continue on. Something, I mean, we want records. We want to...
Something besides the biological drive that convinces us to reproduce.
Yeah, I mean, we want fucking... We're talking into microphones right now. This is evidence that we existed. It probably won't exist in 1,000 years, or maybe it will. Who knows with the fucking internet. But
it'll have been broadcast into space because they have the internet satellites now.
Why would they broadcast this into space?
Well, it just—I mean, like they're trying to broadcast the internet to somebody, and it misses the Earth and it hits
it's gonna
space,
be,
and somebody, some alien somewhere is listening to our podcast. And
a 1,000 years from now, I'm bringing up Futurama again. 1,000 years from now, like there's going to be aliens that listen to this or something like that, and they're wondering why there was 2 weeks missing.
Yeah, like, what happened?
They're gonna be wicked pissed and come and try to destroy Earth.
We better check on that. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Because it was like a single female lawyer, and Fry, you know, fucks things up and makes it so the aliens are pissed, and they come. And then in a later episode, everybody ate their babies.
I like that one because they look delicious.
What, the poplars?
Yeah,
it was just like a bucket of grease.
It looks so good.
Oh my God, you're right. Yeah, yeah. I've seen more of that show than you. I realize.
I like at first when that show first came out. I realized I did it.
Well,
so I
milked it.
I think I'm on the same page as you when first. I hated it when it first came out.
It wasn't that I hated it. I watched it every week, and I did enjoy it in parts. But I had this thing in the back of my brain that I was just I keep on saying that today.
Back of your brain?
Back of my brain.
Right in the back of the brain.
Right in the back of the brain.
Under the stamp.
There was some things there. And there was something that was itching at me that this show was going to be the reason why The Simpsons stopped.
Yeah.
I had that feeling too, actually. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah,
that's and Family Guy. Both of them. I was fucking kind of eerie of them at first because I was like, these guys are going to fucking get rid of Simpsons and it's my favorite show. I don't want it to go away ever. And it apparently won't. I got my wish.
Good luck trying to get rid of The Simpsons now.
Yeah. It's fucking, they're never going to stop.
Yeah. Why would they?
I mean, they're 21 years now.
Yeah.
The Simpsons is old enough to drink.
Yay.
And it sucks because I think I was saying this
that
to somebody recently.
That makes me feel so old. Honestly.
I was 10 when it started. I was Bart's age when it started. I am very close to Homer's age now.
How old is Homer supposed
to be?
He's
36.
Wow.
That's interesting. You're the one person on the planet who knows that.
Well, he's supposed to be. He's either 36 or 38. He's jumped
around. I
thought
he was 38.
He's jumped around in age. At the beginning of the series, he was 36.
Yeah.
I mean, because if
well, nobody else is aged.
Arithmetic-wise, because Bart was technically supposed to have been born in 1980.
Yeah.
So, that would have put him at I think he and Marge graduated the same. So he should have aged to about my dad's age right now. So at that point, when I was 10, I think my dad was in his mid-30s. So yeah, that's. It's weird. He should be in his 50s.
Bart should
now.
Be 30.
Yeah, Bart should be my age. Maggie should be
talking
and being just maybe getting out of college.
Oh wow.
She still won't be talking. She'll be texting.
Oh, get it?
Right?
Cuz she doesn't talk.
She like doesn't our talk. Times.
But then was that episode where they had like that Ayn Rand thing, the Fountainhead? Where she was building something in daycare and the people wanted to make her build less. I don't know. It was an episode recently.
Missed
I remember
that one.
A really old episode where she said her first word and it was daddy, but no one was around to hear it. So
yeah.
Homer had tried and tried and tried to get her to say daddy because all of his other kids, or both of his other kids, had said Homer for their first word.
Yeah.
And so he tried and tried to get her to say daddy. And he didn't hear it, but when he put her to bed, when he left the room, she went, "Daddy."
That's right.
And yeah, and it was Elizabeth Taylor that was the voice of Maggie that particular episode.
I remember watching that and being excited that there would be progress. Like there was that episode, and there was one where it didn't look like Bart was going to pass the grade or whatever.
Yeah.
And I ended up being—I was like really. I remember being really excited at the time, like, "Oh, all right, it's like they're gonna." Move this forward.
He's going to go on to the fifth. Wait, no, he's in the fifth grade. He was going to go on to the sixth
grade.
No,
he was going on to the fifth grade. He was the fourth. He was in fourth grade.
Yeah. He was in the fourth grade. He would have gone on to the fifth grade. But yeah, it never happened.
No.
He stayed in fourth grade for the rest of his life.
Those, I think, were my two favorite, like, maybe not favorite for funny, obviously, but favorite, like, oh, I'm really excited to see, like,
well, I think that was early enough in the series that they were able to. Well, they didn't know where it was going.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, season one was just like a crazy explosion of things. And then, like, season two, it's like, oh, shit, we get to do this more. This is, I guess, the way we're going to go. And then they were like, wait, maybe we shouldn't go that way. And then
they did.
No, they didn't.
Well, when cartoons age, then you end up having, like, for better or for worse, they've gone through, the comic strip has gone through, like, three generations now. It's weird.
Like Archie, I mean, those guys still look the same, but when did they start?
Do they still make Archie?
Yeah, they do, unfortunately.
They have like a new gay guy on Archie, don't they? Wasn't that a
big
thing recently?
Really?
I missed that.
Oh, didn't like Jughead came out or something like that?
No, it wasn't Jughead, it was a friend of Jughead.
Oh, a special friend of Jughead's?
I don't know, maybe they knew each other, I don't care.
He gave him Jughead.
It's up to their discretion, whatever they want to do. As adults. Oh, wait, they're kids.
Yeah.
Mm.
Toeing the line.
They're like 14, yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't be having gay butt sex then.
Oh, come on.
It's too early.
Why not? Let them have some fun. Sophomore year sucks. Let them have gay butt sex.
sophomore year. I was a freshman when I was 14.
Is it fresh? Freshman year is even worse, man.
Yeah, deal with new faces.
I don't know how old they are. I have never actually read Archie, so don't go by me.
Maybe they're all 18 and they're all having consensual gay butt sex or whatever the hell it is they're doing.
All of them.
Yes. And then the ginger guy can't figure out if he wants to date the brunette or the blonde. And so everything's great in Archie land. What are they, Riverdale?
I have no idea. So no,
am I the only one that read Archie comics as a kid?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all in this room.
Then I'm not going to continue with the discussion.
Keep going. I'll do what I can. I'm not going to
talk about something and then you guys will be like, yeah.
I'm ready to roll with it.
Carrie will give me a weird look like, stupid guy that read Archie. Fuck you.
No, I didn't really get into too many comic strips in general, so.
It wasn't a strip. I mean, like, you'd be in the store and you'd be, like, flipping through comics while your parents are shopping.
It's an actual comic book?
Yeah.
Yeah, Archie's a comic book.
That was a strip.
No, it's not something I would, like, fucking waiting for the newspaper at the door every day going, I can't wait for fucking Archie comic today.
I used to do that with Garfield.
I actually was a big fan of Garfield. I had the books, the thin books.
I had one or two of them, yeah.
I had the first couple of them. I was all excited because Garfield's birthday was like almost like a day or two away from mine or something like that.
It was a connection.
Yeah.
And you are a cat person.
We're both Leos.
My favorite comic strip was Calvin and Hobbes, and it will never be supplanted, I think,
hands down,
as my favorite comic strip ever.
It was a strip of Calvin and Hobbes that I really enjoyed. That was... Hobbes comes in and he's wearing... jams. Are you guys familiar with jams?
Pajamas?
No, jams. Long shorts.
Long shorts that are kind of like the Hawaiian shirts of shorts.
Yes, I know that.
That's what jams are.
Okay.
And he was wearing them, and then he was saying how ladies love jams. And I thought it was very funny. I don't know why.
Because he was right.
I want to get jams, but you can't find them. Where do you find jams?
I don't know. I think Steve has a pair.
Where'd you get your jams, Steve?
Basically, I mean, you if you have like a pair of swim trunks that are a little bit longer, I guess they could be considered jams.
Oh yeah, I got some jams.
But I want jams. I don't want something that has the purpose of swimming on it. I want it to be shorts that are just like shorts that are jams.
We'll find some fabric. And,
No.
What about
making
you,
clothes?
What if you get like?
I was going to suggest you made them.
Oh.
You get, like, go to a store where they have long jam pants for overweight kids that are about as tall as it would be for them to just be shorts.
A big and tall store?
No, you want them short. Like kids.
Husky size for the kids.
Yeah, but that's big.
But it's a kid,
it's
so
big for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, kids have to get big clothes, too, and they probably have to go to the big and tall store.
I don't think on big... Well, maybe they do.
I don't know. I've never.
You want the jams to be that long, though. You want them to be like knee length. That's.
I may be kind of lumpy, but I'm not like I can wear normal clothes.
No one's suggesting otherwise.
What we're saying is that you get the husky kids' pants, and they become jams.
Right. Because their kids are
shorter
than
kids
you.
Kids, right?
See.
But why would they have pants with, like, a floral design that go all the way down to their foot?
Kids wear gay shit.
White people.
White people. Where were you going with that?
I don't understand clothing styles these days anyway, so I'll stay out of this one.
It looks good on you, though.
Oh, Ted Knight.
That was what Rodney said.
Oh, Ted Knight.
Yes, he's dead.
Teddy boy. the pipes are...
With a hat like this, think you get a free bowl of soup with it, you know?
It's a livelier. A funeral's gonna break out.
He doesn't say that in the movie.
What's the worst part about oral sex?
I don't know, Michael. What is it?
The view. That was a cutout joke from Caddyshack.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Check your special features.
Oh, I haven't watched the special features in ages. Although I did see that part where, like, there was this another scene that had Chevy Chase and Bill Murray. That
the extended thing, yeah.
With them, like, on the fucking mower thing, that giant crop.
I didn't see that.
Mower. I don't know.
Wasn't good?
I don't know. It was kind of scary. It looked like he was going to run over Chevy Chase with the fucking thing.
Probably wanted to, yeah.
Yeah, it was probably on his agenda.
There's an alternate universe somewhere where he did, and they have no war.
Stop watching Sliders.
No.
Are you watching Sliders on your phone?
John, she says no.
Better not be. Or texting.
She's like, nope.
Jerry O'Connell.
This is what happens when you don't have a microphone. People ask you questions. I was trying to give you a microphone for your benefit, so if you didn't want to say anything, we wouldn't be harassing you with questions.
Yeah, I think this is why I'm asking you a bunch of questions, because you don't have a microphone, and you just give me weird looks.
Yeah.
Do you want a rebuttal?
I didn't want a microphone because Marian, I didn't let me have ask anything you something. Important to say. I didn't have anything important to
okay,
say.
Okay, the thing is, when you're having a conversation, you don't start off with like something that I have something important to say. Or maybe you do. But as the conversation progresses, you might have something important to say.
Right.
So therefore, having a microphone in front of your face would be beneficial to everybody.
So maybe when I was little, it wasn't that I wanted to be famous when I was...
You just didn't want a microphone.
I just wanted people to look at the facial expressions I'm making like you were, but I don't have to actually
But we can't
talk.
Do that. The people that are listening can't hear your facial expressions.
I'll work to correct that.
That's why I'm not famous yet, then. That's the flaw in my logic.
Well, perhaps if they hear you, they'll be like, wow, that gal sounds interesting. Perhaps I'll look at her pictures. Of facial Whoa. Expressions.
I don't want someone looking at my pictures.
We should bring up
creepy.
We want to be famous.
How are you going to be famous?
I'm just saying, I want people to see my facial expressions, but I don't want them to see it.
I want them to want to see them. I don't want to actually show them.
So
that just sounds like I'm going to stop myself.
So let's go. So let's
what?
Start.
No.
Let's start talking about things that women can get away with that men can't.
Yeah, okay. What else can you get away with that we can't?
Yeah.
I've yet to have to pay a speeding ticket.
I have as well. But I haven't gotten into situations where I really have. Even though although
this
I did a fair
end up
amount of
sexist
drunk
somehow.
Driving when I was
It
younger.
Always does. The podcast generally goes that direction.
Well, stuff you guys can get away with too, I'm sure.
Like what?
I don't
like
know.
Going all sexist on the podcast.
Peeing standing up.
You know, it is our podcast.
Probably peeing in public they can get away with more. Yeah. A girl popping a squat.
But well, I've seen a lot of women pop squats.
Yeah, me too. It's not something that you really get away with.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I peed outdoors. I really fucking stuck it to the man.
Although, yeah, I don't know. It depends on the situation, I guess. Men, it's definitely a lot more convenient for men.
What, to pee outdoors?
Yeah.
You have it considerably easier.
Okay.
I enjoy
I'm
it.
I'm not going to deny that.
But if we got caught, I think that it would be equal.
No. I think if we got caught, we'd be...
Yeah, we'd be...
sex offender.
That would be sex offender, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I always forget about that.
Sex offenders.
But if I think if a lady got caught peeing in public, there would be no sex offender stamp on her.
That's probably correct.
Am I wrong?
So I take that back. Women can get away with peeing in public.
Yeah. Whereas
we
men
don't
could
know
not.
That.
I don't know. Let's try
and
it.
We're not experimenting.
Experiment. All right, ladies out there, go near a cop and pee, and see if he arrests you.
It's the it's the Sim Itch Relief version of Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. It's just ladies peeing in public.
Yeah, ladies peeing in public.
LPP.
At
yes.
We'll have bumper stickers now.
Oh my god. I don't want those twit pics at all coming our way.
Why not?
All right, send them.
Just fucking some badges having pee come out of them in public. Why not? Fucking good times. Wait, there's a nudity policy on Twitter.
I don't know. We're friends with OP and Anthony on the Twitter. We follow them. We're not really friends, I guess. But there's always like, yeah, post your Whip 'Em Out Wednesday shit.
So, yeah, I think they rip them down. I don't think you can have boobies on there.
I'll do research.
Okay. So what else can you guys dirty. Get away with?
Please don't send pictures.
I I'm going to have to disagree there as well.
Yeah, they can
don't
send pictures.
Don't encourage this. Don't send pictures.
Send pictures, man. Send videos. I don't care.
But do realize you probably, there is a distinct possibility you will be arrested. And if you are, you will be brandished a sex offender. This right. is an experiment that you are willingly possibly getting arrested.
Right. But it's for science, so it's cool.
Yeah, it's not science. It's just for our fucking amusement.
It's a social science.
Yes, social science.
What else? What else can they do?
See, let me rephrase it. I don't think necessarily there are things that girls get away with. Girls can get free stuff.
Okay.
Reword it that way.
Example, besides onion.
I've gotten free cab rides home from taxis. I've ridden the T for free. I've ridden a bus for free. Like, I've gotten free coffees.
I've sat on the commuter rail and watched a bunch of people get passed over for fares as far as collecting one. And then, sure enough, conductor dude or whatever, man with the hat comes over and asks me for my $7 or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, you got to get good at it. I got pretty good at being nondescript enough.
I'm like, how the fuck?
Over.
Why does this happen?
Yeah, I used to be really good at it, actually.
Just this isn't a male-female thing. This
no,
is, I guess,
no,
just
this
a fucking...
Is...
I look like I need to pay for the train ride, whereas other people don't.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I think it's so expensive.
Because they don't collect from everybody?
Yeah.
Then fucking do it so I can pay less when I do have to pay.
No, I don't want to pay.
Yeah,
fuck
you.
I
wait,
really don't get away with anything that you don't...
Did I pay that time?
When the time I was just magically on the train
actually,
that you got on.
I actually don't think so. You mentioned it. I think they were just so happy to see friends connecting on a train. They're like, ah, I'll leave him alone.
Well, you know, he paid.
No, I
next to his paying friend.
That's right. You paid.
I paid for you.
You paid for the seat.
And that, I mean, that was a shorter ride, but I've, like, taken the train to Leominster and not paid.
What the fuck?
It's awesome. I have one of those faces.
Do I have some? I think I have one of those faces that says, please take advantage of me.
I have one of those faces like, I'll leave him alone. He
they
needs
think
to
Mike's
get there.
Mike's going to snap any
Mike?
Time now.
Me?
That's they think you're about to snap, that you're going to snap any second, so they're just going
to... I don't look like I'm about to snap!
You look like you already have.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well,
I got that
worse?
I got that in high school. They thought I was going to snap. I don't know why. I had longer hair, I guess.
Maybe I should grow my hair long again, get the... mullet going.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Do it. Because
it kind of curls out and looks like Carol Brady.
There's an interesting question. Can guys get away with a mullet more than women?
No.
Is it like equal?
Actually, no. I think guys can... If you are in the culture of NASCAR and all that shit, you can pull off a mullet. A lady should never pull off a mullet.
I've never seen a lady pull off a mullet.
Yeah.
And I've seen them before, and I'm like, you went to the, and that's what you said, please this. And they obliged you. They didn't even say, well, don't you think perhaps maybe something that isn't this, and then, no, they.
They might have had a.
It makes me sad.
Maybe they had an appointment that they forgot about, and they had to leave halfway through the haircut.
Okay. But like it really, when I had longer hair in the back, it was not short on top.
No,
it wasn't a mullet. It was just like I had scraggly long hair.
It was a party all around.
Yeah, but it was longer in the back. It was you know, it was kind of in my eyes.
Yeah,
but I would brush it back. But it was still long in the back, so it was all crazy mess of that was only I was and still am a mess of a human being. But
better hair now,
I guess.
It's magnificent.
When I was hanging out with Leo last weekend, last Friday, his wife, I forgot about this because probably I was so drunk in college all the time, but she remarked about how I always had nice hair, and I still do. And I'm like, well, that's nice.
See?
Thanks, Melissa.
That's right.
Yeah. One thing that I have going for
you got
me.
The hair, man.
Yeah.
At this age, I mean, that's a good sign.
Well, yeah, at 30. Now that you're fucking old, thanks, Mike.
Not old, but I'm 27. I'm glad I have hair.
I want gray.
Gray would be nice.
I want
on
gray
the side,
here.
Yeah.
I'm pointing at the side of my head where my temples are. I want like some sort of Reed Richards shit going on. I want some gray there, but fucking no. Why would we give you
I
something?
Have to look youthful.
I have to have fucking completely no gray hair at all. Thank you. But I have friends that are going gray, and I'm all, and they're all fucking pissed about it. And I'm like, well, could I have some of your gray hair instead? But they're like, no, I can't transfer my genetics over to you.
Sounds like a cop-out.
Like the movie?
No.
Never saw it.
I did, and it wasn't as bad as everybody said.
Which one was cop-out?
The Kevin Smith one with
Bruce Willis. Oh, I was going to see that. Yeah, yeah.
Was it Tracy Morgan?
Tracy Morgan, Bruce Willis. I thought it looked pretty good.
It wasn't a bad... It wasn't great. It wasn't high cinema. It was fun, though. It was a fun little comedy romp.
A romp?
Sean William Scott was probably the best part of it, though.
Why stab me with a pin in the foot?
Why are you stabbing everyone?
I'm getting tattoos.
Oh, all right. Accepted. Yes.
So what do we got for time?
We have about 300 measures worth.
What does that mean?
Let's see. We have 1/6 of the show left to do.
Okay.
So, 10 minutes.
10 minutes, okay.
10 minute call.
So actually, this is where the bell would probably ring, right? It's not that audible.
What?
It's not that audible.
Oh.
I mean, we all stop when it happens.
We all scream. Oh my god, we're all running out of time. Wrap up the story you were telling.
Did I even play that sound for...
No, you haven't.
What sound?
The sound from Fun Spot.
Oh.
Fun Spot. It's one of the two sounds. I got... Brian got the other one. He still hasn't emailed me yet.
Brian Smith, friend of the show.
Where am I? There it is. There's some nonsense before it.
God damn it.
No,
that's what it sounds like.
I have to talk about this thing. There's this thing at work, this pipe, and it's one of those emergency showers, and it's because our office at one point or another was a lab, but it's not a lab anymore. It's where we are. The documentation group, but there's the emergency shower in case you get chemicals on you.
And you want to ruin all the documents.
Well, it's not like we put a bunch of documents underneath the shower.
You should put a bunch of documents underneath the shower.
Okay.
That's how you quit.
Especially if there were documents that you wanted to, get rid of.
Or get wet.
Wet and wild.
But yeah, there's the
too hot for TV.
Too hot for TV. Hot documents. All these wet words. I'm glad that tickled you.
Wet words.
So, like, there's the eyewash station, and there's the thing you pull and make water happen on your head. And there's it's been making a weird sound lately, kind of like the one I just played, but it's like, like that every once in a while. And so I'll be just sitting there typing away at my desk, and then all of a sudden I'll hear.
Oh my god.
And I'll just stare at the pipe, and then I'll turn to the woman I work with, Kim, and I'll just give her a look, and then she'll start laughing, and then the sound will happen again, and then I'll start laughing, and it's like one of those laugh it's a perpetual laughter machine where like the laughter is increasing the laughter, and the weird duck sound is like and then that happens.
If you think it's funny, laugh!
Yeah! You don't have to hold back your laughter.
I don't usually laugh out loud anyway.
God, you are the worst audience.
When you're on AIM...
I am not mic'd! Mike!
That's Mike! when you're typing on AIM or like Facebook or whatever, do you type LOL when something is funny?
No, I think that's lame.
LMAO? Laughing my rafflecopters?
I think it's when people say BRB when they're walking out of a room, like it's dorky.
But what if they're online?
Yeah. Say it.
This week on the podcast, we attack NetSpeak.
Good.
Fuck that shit.
Shit.
Steve is drawing on my ankle. If you wonder why I'm making the sounds on
Did you write LOL on her ankle?
Yes.
No.
It's like a cast, except there's no cast.
Yes.
I'm talking about the show, Michael.
Like a cast system?
You do like a fucking drag queen on her leg.
I want to see.
It's got big clown lips and weight.
Those are teeth, and it's laughing.
That's laughter is the best medicine.
It looks like blackface.
Especially
I don't like
for your ankle. Draw Patch Adams on her leg.
Ooh, yeah, draw Patch Adams.
Done.
And then write LOL underneath it, because that's what he makes me do.
I don't like when people do net speak in regular dialogue.
Yeah, that really pisses me off.
What if they say, what's the one that, what's the good one?
FML.
Rafflecopter?
It's FML.
I think it's Fuck My Life, isn't
yeah.
it?
My Life, yeah.
I've never heard that one.
That one I like when
I
read
it.
I
like that
it.
One.
What about, what the fuck is that one?
Well, the name of some of the other ones.
There's MLIA, My Life is Average. That's
I've never heard that one either. What is this? I guess I haven't been on AIM in a very long time, so all these new ones never got into
or
my
the internet.
Vernacular.
The internet in general, yeah.
Well, I don't fucking... I don't have a computer.
Yeah.
Really. My phone is my computer. And when I type out words on my phone because I have the full keyboard.
Words, wet words.
And even when I fucking try to abbreviate, like I'll be there in 5 minutes, but I'll put MIN. It'll fucking write minute for me.
Well, that's nice, though.
But sometimes I didn't want it to do that. What was it? I wanted to say, I'm watching the home run contest, like it was last year during the All-Star break, which I think is this weekend. I think it's today, actually.
Is it?
No, there was baseball on. I think it's next weekend. It's in July. It's the baseball All-Star game. The summer classic, they call it.
The ball-star game.
And I said I was watching the home run contest, and I put HR, but I forget what word.
Probably
no,
hour.
It said hour. I thought I meant hour.
Playing the hour contest.
And I'm like, I'm watching the hour contest, and whoever I said that to was like, what?
I'm watching the hours.
2 a.m. versus 3.
So I actually had to type out home run contest, because I think that HR is home run, not friggin' hour.
I would think hour.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody has their...
I would think HR is in human resources.
Yeah.
Ah, that's a good point, too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not watching the human resources
contest.
Well,
if I thought it was an abbreviation, I would think hour, but if I was...
But if it was a contest.
HR, I'd think
human. If the word contest was after it...
I'm watching the HR contest. It's intense. We got so many paperclips stacked up high, and then there's a post-it notes coming at you real fast-like. Because it's HR. It's in a building of people's. And
what do they do? Does anybody know?
They,
I have no idea.
They facilitate my 403B plan.
You know all that paperwork that you hate doing, like when you first get hired?
You mean all the paperwork that I do?
Exactly.
Oh,
you're HR.
No, I'm not, but I work with papers a lot.
Well,
is that what they do? They push them around?
Well, yeah, you know the paperwork that like you do when you get hired with like, you know, the retirement plans and then like, you know, the...
Yeah, but that's only like when you're hired, boom.
They do that every day.
How do they do it every day?
Companies hire people every day and then they have to manage the paperwork they already have.
Yeah. And then people have to update stuff and people have to be able to update their payroll and their... All kinds of stuff. They manage payroll and all that.
You gotta deal with.
But it seems like there's an excessive amount of people in the HR department where that could be used for practical employees.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it to say out of the way.
Let's talk about HR next time.
Okay.
Let's talk about the different departments of where we work.
We can talk about the hours.
Yeah.
We can talk about different ways of abbreviating words.
That's awesome.
Different acronyms we hate or like. These are all excellent topics.
You should email us which one's your favorite and we will do it.
Yeah.
Or if you come up with something better, by all means.
I mean,
I
as impossible
dare you
as
to
that
come
might
up with something
be.
Better.
Yeah. Fucking find words that are better than the ones that I'm saying right now.
Look, we're professionals.
I dare you.
We're professionals here. We don't expect you to strike oil the first time.
Yeah,
in the ocean.
In the ocean. We never talked about that, really.
Well, let's talk about it briefly before the show's over.
Yeah, we have
just like the regular.
I think that BP station up the street is closed.
Good.
Yeah.
Fuck them, British Petroleum.
We need to go protest the one in Gardner.
Yeah, the one in Gardner. That one's doing great business right now. I can tell you that. Fucking
they probably,
assholes.
I mean, but you know, we can't really attack the people that are running the stations.
I feel bad for the people that run the stations, but as a consumer, you have a choice.
Yes, and I do in my brain avoid it, but I'm not gonna. If this that gas station and they got a good price, I shouldn't avoid it because of the fact that they're the parent corporate assholes are fuckfaces. And because the guys they buy the oil from are fuckwads, doesn't mean that we should fucking make their lives hell.
I don't know. I mean, like, they had that... Wasn't there that big argument? And this dog racing is going to be a whole other thing, but there was that argument when dog racing was on, one of the questions. It was like, oh, you're going to put all these people out of the work. They didn't do anything wrong. Okay, whatever. I don't give a shit about that, though. That's not what I'm voting for. They shouldn't work there, then. It's the fucking oil. If you know what you're getting into, I'm sorry. I don't feel bad for that shit.
So if you, just so happen to...
Gas stations have done pretty well without this shit. If there's some sort of...
If you look at the amount of profit that the actual gas station owner makes from selling gas, most of it comes from selling things that aren't gas.
Then become a convenience store for all I give a shit about.
Yeah, get out of the gas business.
I have no...
That's probably what they're going to have to do, but... I don't know. It's not. I don't. Oh, I think we're putting our anger at the wrong place.
I think that it's justified anger all around. I really do. As far as like company-wide boycott, I think that's what has to happen. I think all the way down to I'm sorry you bought into a bad franchise, but you did.
That happens.
And it seems like I don't think that's necessarily it. I think BP came along. Like if you noticed all the old dinky gas stations, like. Around the area have all become BPs.
Right.
Yeah.
Like all the BPs I had seen before when I drove out west, they were all like fancy dance places. They were like, like swanky.
Super high test ones.
But yeah, like the ones that are up here, it's like, they're like, oh, I guess the cheapest franchise to have a gas station with is this one.
Sorry, show held out. It's business.
Yeah, but you could say the same about, like, you know...
I'm not saying...
Giving somebody unemployment for not being able to work anymore. You should have done a better job of getting educated and knowing...
Hey, if these guys want to get out of their business and working for BP and go on unemployment, fine. Got no problem with that.
For heaven's sakes. Right now, we're voting for you to switch to Exxon.
Which is also a piece of shit company.
Yeah, I know. It's like, no matter where you go, it's terrible.
Compared to BP right now?
We are coming up on time-wise, so we should wrap this up, or else it's not going to fit on GarageBand. Okay. We can keep up the BP next episode, or talk about something else, though.
All right.
Next episode.
Because I was going to start getting angry, I think.
Okay.
Me too.
Sim Itch Relief on the Twitter, on the Facebook... In your home, in your iTunes, in your wallet,
Gmail.
In your Gmail. Find us. And
bye.
We'll
The most important would be the emailing us so you know. If you want to be a part of the show, if you want to have what you want as the show, you can email us and say, I want to hear you guys talk about this. Email us at simulatedishrelief@gmail.com, and then we can perhaps do that for you.
Do you?
Let Carrie laugh.
Oh, you killed it. I was just giggling.
Yeah, because we heard it, too.
Laugh.
Do it.
I can't laugh on cue.
Laugh!
I can't laugh on cue.
I can't laugh on cue. It's so hard to laugh on cue. It's so hard to laugh on cue. It's so hard to laugh on cue. How am I going to do it?
It's like a perpetual laughter machine.